Hey, this is Larkin Rose, and somebody recently asked me if there's anywhere they can go for a brief, concise synopsis of my main point of what I talk about, or the main point of my book, The Most Dangerous Superstition. And I couldn't think of a place, so this is it. Here is the main problem with the world and the solution in 2 minutes. Gonna have to listen fast. Ready, go. Most conflict, violence, and injustice is the result not of individual malice, but of people imagining an obligation to obey a perceived authority, usually government. In their daily lives, most people accept the non-aggression principle. It's not okay to rob or attack other people. But they've been taught that government has an exemption from that rule, and that legalized theft and thuggery, taxation and law enforcement, are moral, legitimate, and necessary for society. Here are 3 independent proofs that the concept of government is not just susceptible to corruption and abuse, but is, by its very nature, self-contradictory and insane. Number 1, there is no document or procedure whereby any person or group of people can delegate to another a right which the first person or group didn't have to begin with. Ergo, Congress cannot have acquired and does not have the right to do anything that you don't have the right to do yourself. 2, you can't have a moral obligation to do what you think is wrong. Whenever there's a conflict between what authority commands and your own conscience, you have the right to disobey. But if that's true, then the one giving orders isn't authority, since authority means the one with the right to rule you and the one you must obey. 3, no document or ritual can alter morality and make an evil act good. Either man-made law matches objective morality, in which case the law is redundant and irrelevant, or it conflicts with objective morality, in which case it is illegitimate and should be disobeyed. Either way, legislation never creates any obligation to obey, and therefore has no authority. Once all of this is widely understood, that's the end of most of the theft, thuggery, oppression, and war in the world, which happens now as a result of the belief in government, meaning a rightful ruling class. If evil were committed only by genuinely nasty people, instead of being condoned and committed by almost everyone, all those who imagine that legalizing evil makes it good and imagine that agents of authority have rights the rest of us don't, the world would be a far more peaceful and just place. Amen. Now, if you have more than 2 minutes to spare and want a thorough explanation of this, then get a copy of The Most Dangerous Superstition.
We are drunk on liberty.
Hey, we are drunk on liberty. This is Ryan James Serenade coming to you live from the Liberty Lounge.
What up, drugs?
What up, bitches?
We're here. What is this? Episode
85.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Get your motherfucking drink on, bitches.
Yep. What? I thought I was going to puke. Just kidding.
So, that was the intro. It was Larkin Rose talking about how, you know, the whole idea of the authority, government
liberty.
Authority, is all superstition. It's all this belief in authority, which is all bullshit. Your belief in the state, the monopoly of the state, is what keeps it going.
If no one believes or wants to give money to it, then it can't survive.
Well, that's true. Stop giving it money. Stop feeding the beast. And the beast will go away.
Or die.
It'll die. That's it, yeah. Which means that it goes away. Right?
Yes. No? Well, it couldn't be considered a beast because they could always try to fight back. But if no one's giving them tax dollars, then
they don't have much to fight with.
Not going to be able to fight back.
But anyway, this is episode 85 of Drunk on Liberty. Head on over to drunkonliberty.com. You can drunk dial us 623-505-6375. Leave us that crazy-ass drunken message.
For sure.
You can like us on the Facebook page. You can follow us on the Twitter.
Yep.
You can email us, drunkonliberty@gmail.com. And head on over to iTunes. Rate and review us if that's where you get us.
If you
can listen to us on Stitcher Smart Radio as well. You can do the same, rate and review, I believe. and go do
if
that.
You also go to our website, you can click on the donate button and donate us some money.
You went but too quick.
If you don't want to just donate us some money, you can always go to the Amazon banner, click that, and buy yourself shit, and Amazon will donate it to us.
Doesn't cost anything extra to you. We just get a little money kickback from whatever you buy, and we don't even know what the hell you bought. We know what was bought, but we don't know who bought it.
For sure. Unless we come and stalk you and tell you.
Indeed.
Which we have
done. Or you tell us yourself.
That's true.
We will also accept donations of Bitcoin. Bitcoin getting crazy. It actually did go back down a little bit. I think there was a little fuckery going on there. But it's still sitting strong at like 110 or something per Bitcoin. It's ridiculous. We'll take one Bitcoin for sure if you want to give it to us. 110 bucks. Why not?
Indeed. We will. We also have some other banners there. What are the other banners?
The Fleshlight, bitches.
Fun
you
times.
Can have some fun. You click on that little banner on the website, drunkonliberty.com. Click on that Fleshlight banner.
We also have a Stateless Sweets banner with this delicious. You click on that, you get to eat some delicious treats.
While you fuck your Fleshlight.
If that's what you choose to do.
Or Adam
life.
And Eve, you can... Get yourself
dress
a
nice.
Dildo if you're a female, because I think our show is big with the females, right? Didn't we say it's like the blonde bitches with the big tits?
Yeah, that's exactly what we
that's
said.
That's our, what do they call it?
Majority.
No.
Of listeners.
No, that's not what they call it.
Fan base.
No.
What? I don't know. Those are all the words I know.
Oh my God, why is the word escaping me? Words. Who needs words? Fuck it.
Moving
you know
on.
What I'm talking about, bitches.
All right.
Get your drink on.
Get your drink on.
So what's up?
Nothing much.
Well, I want to piggyback, using your term.
Yeah, terminology.
On the intro video.
Right.
Of course, you guys didn't see the video, because this is not a visual podcast.
Visual.
This is audio. But I have another video, which is just good audio again. To sort of piggyback on that, if I can find it here. Anyway, so yes, I have this video, and it's entitled, What Would We Do Without the State? Because those are the type of questions that always pop up when I'm talking to people about the ideas of liberty and how I don't want the state in my life. And I don't want the state in anybody else's life. I would like them to go away. So... They're always like, well, you know, the typical one is, what about the roads, man? How are we going to get roads? Right?
Yes, that is one. It's a big one.
But, I mean, human beings build roads. Yes, it's the government because they're the ones who have the monopoly on it. They steal all of our money and then they use that money to build the roads. But it's just... regular human beings building the roads
but
with technologies, right?
Yeah.
So how about human beings still build the roads, but we don't have to have a monopoly organization stealing money from people?
But, I mean, right? Where we're going, we're not going to even need
that
roads.
Too. That too, of course. But I'm just saying if you're the logical answer is if you are thinking that we are still in the same technology that we have right now, roads are being built right now by people. If there were no state, we would still have people. So we still have people to build the roads. You don't have to have a monopoly organization stealing money from everyone in order to produce roads. That's not how you produce roads. You produce roads by building fucking roads. How about a free market where people interact voluntarily? And that's another thing, real quick. I have a few shirts that I like to wear, and some of them say voluntarism or voluntarism or however you want to pronounce it, or I'm a voluntarist or whatever. I sometimes claim myself to be a voluntarist. I believe in voluntarism or voluntarism, however you want to say it. I'm really kind of pissed off. Whenever I wear these shirts anywhere, into like a public gathering or whatever the hell it may be, people come up to me and say things.
Yeah.
And point at my shirt and like.
And what do they say?
Well, they try to say things like, "Oh, so you, where do you volunteer? You volunteer at the
homeless shelter?"
Oh yeah, whatever the hell it may be. Yeah, you're a volunteer. Well, that's nice. You're a volunteer. Can you read? What's up with these people?
Maybe they can't read.
Well, it clearly does not say volunteerism.
But maybe they just don't read.
Do they not know the difference between volunteer and voluntary?
Yeah.
You know, voluntary. I don't know why. I don't understand why I need to tell people this, but it's voluntary means you choose.
It's your choice path in life.
If that's what you want to do, that's a voluntary choice. Like you are choosing to do said thing, voluntary. Volunteer is volunteering. I mean, I don't know how to explain volunteer.
It's like a puppeteer.
No, not even close.
Just kidding.
What?
Puppeteer, you know, like put your hand, like Elmo.
Volunteering is helping out a certain thing, a shelter,
yes.
Or, you know, whatever. That's volunteering. Or choosing to do work without pay, some special work that helps a certain company or a certain sect of people or whatever.
Of course.
There is a clear and definite difference, right?
Yes.
Yes,
I see the difference. I understand it, but I also understand what that word means. So,
well, right.
To me,
but
the difference is clear.
Why is it that people come out like that? Like, they're always talking about volunteer. I don't understand.
I don't know.
Do
they don't
not
understand
read?
Your shirt is what
voluntary or volunteer. I mean, they're two completely different words, right?
They are. You're right. They are.
I just find it silly. Anyway, so, like I was saying, piggybacking on the Larkin Rose video, audio that you heard earlier, it was good stuff. This is a video made, who's the audio? Randy England, I think. I'm not sure that I know him, but I got this from the Lou Rockwell blog, and it's almost 4 minutes long, but I'm going to play it. It's entitled, "What Would We Do Without the State?" And it's a really good description of how we could easily live just fine without the monopoly on fucking violence and force and theft and aggression. Here it goes.
Hi, everybody. This is Randy England. People that are new to libertarianism ask a reasonable question. What would we do without the state? But before answering the question, let's look at a common unreasonable objection to libertarianism. It is the claim that liberty will not fix problem X or problem Y. This objection is made while ignoring the fact that government is not doing such a great job with X or Y either. A good example would be the drug war, where government prohibition has nurtured a massive black market run by organized violent criminals. Then the government created a police state to catch, prosecute, and house the same criminal gangs that their laws coaxed into existence, all of which is paid for involuntarily by the taxpayers, and after which the problem is worse than when the war started. When we look at it that way, it seems clear that giving liberty a try might not be so bad. After all, could anything be worse than the current situation? The same question must be asked about other problems. How can we have a peaceful society without government police, courts, and prisons? Won't criminal gangs take over and turn the whole world into Somalia? Many smart people have given reasonable solutions to these problems, but sometimes these are just guesses because we can't be sure how a free society will solve every problem. The worrying question seems to be, if we get rid of the state, what will we replace it with? Perhaps we worry too much. As in the drug war, we need to step back and look at what government does and ask, if they weren't doing this stuff, would the world be better or would it be worse? So for the moment, forget drugs, forget gambling, prostitution, and animal cruelty, and every other problem we can think of, and let's just cut straight to the gold standard of evil, murder. Individuals can be shockingly evil, and the harm they do to each other is in the news every day. The notoriety of serial killers lives long after them. Jeffrey Dahmer murdered 17 victims. John Wayne Gacy killed 23. Ted Bundy, 35. And there was the Colorado movie theater killer, and then the Columbine and the Sandy Hook school killers. History records many such monsters, some believed to have killed hundreds. Such horrors could seem insignificant, however, when set against the death toll when governments go to war. In the 20th century, governments exceeded all previous wars by destroying more than 60 million human beings in World War II. In World War I, there were 10 million dead, not counting civilians. Dozens of wars have killed a million or more people. Finally, even war cannot match the most prolific murderers of all history, government against its own citizens. R.J. Rummel, in Death by Government, estimated that in the 20th century, mass murder, genocide, and political murder by government caused the death of 169 million souls, not including the war dead. Compared to the state, mankind's most accomplished serial killers have been embarrassingly ineffective. So back to our original question. If we get rid of the state, what can we replace it with? In view of the overwhelming evil committed by governments, we are tempted to ask, does it really matter? This is Randy England. Thanks for listening.
Indeed. Totally.
Does it matter? Nope.
Especially, like, I really enjoy the point he makes about how governments kill so many people. The people that they claim to be their citizens, or technically what they actually claim is their subjects, you know?
Yeah.
You know, and he was making the comparison with the, you know, the serial killers, the private killers, the random lone gunmen that go and kill a bunch of people, maybe.
Yeah.
You know, tops 30, even maybe 50 people or something crazy. But governments over the course of history, I mean, have killed millions upon millions, maybe even billions.
So maybe, like, they're psycho.
So many. That's what they do. That's what governments do. Why? I mean, so people freak out about some dude who kills a couple people. Yeah, it's bad. It's horrific. It's definitely a bad thing, of course. But nobody ever speaks out against the government. What does the government do? They send these fucking, basically, children. I know they're not necessarily children. They're 18 to 24 or whatever the hell they may be. But they send them over to a land where they don't understand that land. And they tell them to go murder brown people.
Mm-hmm.
And those brown people are trying to protect their land. So they may end up murdering them. So they basically send these kids over to die.
Huh.
That's what governments do. I mean, you look, as he was talking about, he didn't actually mention the names, but Mao, Stalin, mm-hmm. Hitler, those were all heads of state.
Obama.
Yeah.
Bush.
That one too. All
George
of them.
Washington.
Every one
Thomas
of them.
Jefferson.
They're all heads of state. But I'm talking Mao and Stalin and Hitler because they were up there with death toll.
Oh, okay.
Those were the top dudes. Mao, number one, I think Stalin, number two, and Hitler, number three, as far as death toll. Lincoln's up there, too, because of the Civil War. He slaughtered a bunch of people. But anyways.
That was like the bloodiest war for a long time.
Damn near a million people, I think, died. So, I think it's near 800,000 or something.
Yeah,
I think
that's what the.
I think it's somewhere around there. But anyway, what I'm saying, they all those guys are heads of state. Mao, Stalin, Hitler. The state doesn't change just because you're in a different location. The state is what it is. It is the state. It is the monopoly on the use of force, violence, aggression, theft, all of that. That's what taxation is. It's that monopoly on the use of theft. It basically legalizes theft, and they call it taxation. And everybody agrees, oh, yeah, I got to pay my taxes. They've got you fucked up in the head. You know, I used to be that way. I don't believe that way anymore. There's not really a lot you can do. I mean, if you don't surrender to their power, like, they're just going to throw you in a cage. It sucks, but you at least realize what the fuck is going on. If you can at least realize that and try and stand up to it the best you can.
Yes.
You know, in any way that you can, without doing too much damage to your own, you know, way of life, basically. Because you don't want to get locked in a cage like Bradley Manning. Although, that dude's a fucking hero. And definitely should not be locked in a cage, for sure, but...
Unfortunately, he is.
Either way, like, there are people out there that believe the same way as we are preaching here. Yes. You may not agree with us, and that's fine, but... at least look into what's going on out there. I mean, this shit's fucking ridiculous. They claim the power to do whatever they want. Like, if you listen to the intro video from Larkin Rose, the first thing that he mentioned when he was mentioning the three things, I don't remember exactly what it was, but the first thing was basically how... The question that I've asked many times on this podcast, how does the state have this authority, the special authority, these special rights and privileges that we do not have? How is it possible that they have that? You know, because people will say, well, the government gets all those special privileges and rights and authority from us, from voting. Okay, so then that means that we have those special privileges and rights and authorities in the first place.
Yes.
How can we dictate those special rights and privileges to the state, to the government, unless we actually have them in the first place, right? So how do they have them? They got them from us, but we don't have them to begin with. So how did we give that to them? There's something missing there, right? How did they get that? Where did the moon come from? Seriously. How did the moon get there? Where did the moon come from? How did the moon get there? Where did the moon come from? How did the moon get there? But it's seriously, where did their authority come from? Where did it come from? How did it get there? People, this is
your brain.
Always the answer is, we give it to them as a people, as citizens, by voting. We vote them in. We give them the power. We give them the authority. We give them the special rights and privileges. Then that means we have those to begin with. If that's true, we already have them. Do we have the right to go to our neighbor and take money away from them or demand money? And if they don't give the money, then we get to take their home from them and we can sell it? Do we have that right?
We do not have that right.
But the government does. So how'd the moon get there? How'd the government get that right?
The moon.
Right. You know? I mean, if we don't have it, then how the hell did they get it? It didn't come from us. Where'd it come from? How'd the moon get there? Seriously. It fucking plays. It makes sense.
It came from the aliens.
I guess. I mean, any answer is good, I guess. I mean, yeah, whatever they want
to
say.
Yeah, we are prosecuting aliens who try to cross our borders. Oh,
I mean,
there's a new story.
I wish I had the dude up here on a video. There's some dude, can't remember his damn name, but he asked, like, politicians and government officials these exact same questions. Like, I mean, these logical fucking questions. How the hell do you get your goddamn right? And they go around in circles. Well, it comes from the voters. Yeah. The voters voted. How can they vote that right to you? How can they dictate that right to you when they don't have that right? You can't give away a right that you don't even have in the first place. Seriously.
True.
Like, how do people not realize this? I mean, this is serious shit here, people. At least once I started learning about this shit, like, that's serious shit.
Yeah.
Does it click in your mind?
It does. It does.
Hope it's clicking out there. Hope that's making sense. It's fucking bullshit. I'm just tired of the state.
Well, you know what? You know what? I got something about space, though. That's another thing that's stupid. No, it just shows how stupid people are. You ready for it?
What's up?
So apparently, like, you know, Buzz Aldrin, he's one of the first men that went to the moon back in, what, 69? Was it 69 or 65? I don't fucking remember.
69.
I wasn't too little to remember.
69. You were too little?
Ah, you caught it.
Yeah, baby.
Apparently, they're selling Buzz Aldrin's toothbrush for $9,000.
No
that
way.
He took to the moon.
Really?
How stupid is that?
$9,000.
That's what people are worried about here, is a fucking toothbrush that went to the moon. That's
allegedly
what people are worried about. How ridiculous is that?
Great.
That's bullshit.
Then there's going to be a rude awakening when shit goes down, and you're like, well, but I have this toothbrush by Buzz Aldrin. Who fucking cares? I don't give a shit. If zombies end up coming and killing us, no one's going to care about your $9,000 toothbrush. Just saying.
Well, it's only worth $9,000 if somebody will pay $9,000 for
it. Pay exactly. So guess what, buddy? When the zombie apocalypse comes, that $9,000 is going to be worth shit, that toothbrush. That's all I wanted to say. That's how stupid people are and focusing on stupid stuff like that.
I just want to say that wine festivals suck.
So does your... never mind. It would have been mom. It would have been mean. Never mind.
Easy, big man.
I'm a mom, man.
Great.
All right, why? Why do wine festivals suck?
They just don't give enough out and... They're nothing like beer festivals. Beer festivals are fun. You're running around. You got your beer.
You're running around.
I don't know.
Like a child in a candy store.
Yeah, it's just way more fun, beer festivals. But wine festivals suck.
I think wineries are cool, though.
Well, here it is. So beer festivals, you go around to the different...
Venues.
Beer
venues.
Breweries.
Yeah, venues.
I'm talking about beer festivals.
Breweries, venues, same thing. Go.
So you walk around to each brewery, and you walk up there, and they tell you what beers they have, basically. Or you already know, and you're just like, I want that beer. So they're, all right, and they fill you up on that beer. It's like, well, hope you enjoy it, or maybe they'll say that, maybe they won't. Maybe they'll just fill it up, and you're on your way, and you drink your beer. That's great. That's fine. I enjoy that. The wine festival, you go to each of the vineyards or whatever the hell they're called, and you walk up there, and they got to tell you 8 million different things about each fucking bottle of wine that they have and the way that they do it and how sophisticated and oh fancy that they are. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't want you to talk to me. I want you to give me the wine that I want. I want that red wine that's fruity. Because those are the ones I like. And that's about it. I don't want to talk to you. I don't give a shit what's going on with your winery or anything. I really don't care. I may want to know where it's at, but you probably already have that information up on a little
piece
posting
of paper.
Or something, whatever you got.
Card.
Up there.
Card.
Yeah.
Map.
I don't want to sit there and listen to you tell me how you fucking... brooded, or I don't know what they say.
Fermented it.
Whatever, in these tropical islands. I don't know. That's just stupid terms that I don't even fucking understand. Get the fuck out of the way. I just want to drink the wine and move on. Thank you.
All right. That's about right.
You about summed it up there for my buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's as Elvis would say.
You got some booze? No.
I got some fucking beer. True. All right. First beer to talk about. 101-year-old woman says 4 drinks a day keeps the doctor away. Yep.
Why?
Our new hero is a Staten Island woman who just turned 101.
No way.
And his recipe for longevity includes booze, booze, and more booze. Meet Nancy Lapaturney.
Who
was born in 1912. Oh, really?
Wow.
So was my grandpa. In Italy. And
is
came
he alive?
To the U.S. No, he died like.
Well,
a
this
long
chick's
time ago.
Still alive.
Like 14
Thanks
years ago.
To the booze.
And came to the U.S. in 1927. Her diet each day includes 4 alcoholic drinks, 2 glasses of Passoni wine with lunch, a glass of Southern Comfort before dinner, and a can of Bud at 6 p.m.
Can of Bud?
Yes.
Bud what?
I don't know. It just says Bud, so I'm assuming
Budweiser.
Lampaturney also rises at 5 a.m. and goes to bed an early hour at 10 p.m., which I think that's late. But let's get back to the booze. Some studies show women who drink moderate alcohol throughout the week stay healthier as they age than non-drinking women.
This
so
is
if
ridiculous.
You're if you excuse us, we're going to run to liquor store for grandma.
Oh, shit.
Shit. Well, hey, she's 101. And she's been drinking alcohol her fucking life.
Nice job, lady. What's her name? Nancy?
Yep.
Nice job, Nancy. Keep it going.
Alrighty. So, Game of Thrones, as you had said, or maybe not had said.
I did not say.
Has started season 3 as of last week.
We'll get to that in the blockbusters.
And some booze stuff.
But we are going to talk a little bit about.
So, apparently season 3, there's a Game of Thrones drinking game. Are you ready for this drinking game?
I'm ready. What's going on there?
All right. Claim your house. Each player chooses a house name, Lysander, Stark, etc. to associate with.
Lysander
whenever
Spinner?
That house, no, Lysander, like Lys.
Oh, Lysander.
Lysander, no, I'm sorry, Lysander, whatever, Lysander, Tur, the bad people, the bad king. Okay, and Stark. To associate whatever that house is directly mentioned or is in, take a drink. Mentoring of just
Lannister.
Names don't count. Lannister.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay, drink whenever. Here's some more things that you drink. You see nudity? Oh, great.
Well,
someone
that
dies.
Yes.
That happens. Cassie refers to herself as, or what's
Who?
Her name? Khaleesi. Sorry. Khaleesi refers to herself as the mother of dragons.
That's
you take a drink.
Yeah, that's the blonde.
You see
well,
a white.
Well, she shows up naked sometimes. She
so
pops her
So you have
boobs.
To get a double drink then. Oh, if she says she's the mother of dragons and she's
While
naked.
While she's naked.
Okay, you see a White Walker slash the others.
Skanks.
Jon Snow looks off into the horizon.
Okay.
Ty.
he does that a lot. That's
no.
true.
Tyrion makes a witty remark.
Who?
The little midget.
Oh.
Someone draws a sword. Someone mentions winter. There is a secret meeting. Take a shot if a main character dies, if you Ooh. Bring up what you read in the books, which we haven't, so that would be
good.
And
books.
Finish your drink if any character says winter is coming.
Uh-oh. They do say that.
So.
It happens.
Those are the new drinking rules. Which, speaking of beer, you had the Game of Thrones beer today.
I did have that. I tried
What's
it out.
What's it called again?
I wish I had it ready to go here. Omegang?
Iron. No. Iron something.
Yeah, but I mean the brewery.
Oh, I don't know the brewery.
Oma Gang. I don't have it ready. Yeah. I guess that's how you say it. Oma Gang.
Yeah.
It was Iron Throne.
Yes.
Wasn't Iron. That good of a beer, though. Yeah. I didn't really like it. But let's see here. I can read a little bit about it. It has 6.5% alcohol. It was an American
blonde ale.
American blonde ale. It says easy drinking. I don't know. I didn't really enjoy it that much. It was just all right. But apparently it's the first one in a series of beers to come out based around Game of Thrones. So maybe there'll be better ones coming, I guess. Hopefully. But
just
as for
my burps.
As for this one, it wasn't that good.
Aw. But hey, you tried it. That's all that matters, is you tried it. Oh. All right. Beer edges wine as young women's drink of choice. So who says beer is a man's drink?
Uh-oh. I do.
Beer has passed wine as the beverage of choice for women ages 18 to 34. Well, I'm way past that age. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Julia Hertz, craft beer program director.
What?
For the Brewers Association trade group, said women in their 20s and 30s are in the sweet spot for craft beer consumption.
Why?
They're the same quality-minded people who are buying Arsenal cheeses and fair trade coffees and who don't mind waiting for a bartender to shake a craft cocktail.
Great.
Craft beer is an affordable way to buy Arsenal. Wait, how it says Arsenal? I don't know what that word is. The cost of a bottle of beer usually is less than a bottle of wine. Essentially, women are just drinking more fucking beer. That's all that it comes to. So, hey, beer.
Drinking more craft beer.
Yes, beer. That's what's for dinner. Beef. That's like you know, the beef.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Masters of Marketing. Shit. BrewDog hits out a mainstream beer. Scotland's largest independent brewery has released fake lager as a direct attack on the heartland of Britain's crap beer culture.
Oh, that's what it's called?
Yep.
It's fake lager.
Fake lager is a pilsner designed to be everything that mainstream mass-produced lagers are not.
Ah, I see.
Yes. With a confrontational name and positioning, BrewDog said it hopes fake lager will chip away at the stereotypes associated with the beer style that it feels binge drink of Britain. Whatever.
What?
Anyways, fake lager is a statement of intent and the next step of the craft beer revolution.
Awesome.
Woo-hoo!
I think that's... Oh, jeez. You're too loud in the mic.
Oh.
I think that's cool, though. Yeah. They're putting that out as a... To compete with the stupid, you know, the mainstream bullshit corporate beers. They're putting one out that's better than them, but supposed to be like them. You know, it's kind of like how InBev and, you know, Coors are trying to put out their little secret beers that are supposed to look like they are craft beers, but they're not. And this is a craft beer company trying to put out a mainstream corporate beer, but it's a secret. I like that. You know, going back on them, you know, going against what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, I like that. That's awesome. That's cool.
All right. Speaking of Game of Thrones.
Again. Jesus.
Apparently, okay, their premiere was last Sunday, which was Easter.
Apparently. And we fucking watched it. We'll talk about it in the Blockbusters.
Well, apparently it was the most pirated show of the...
All time?
Of all time.
Ever.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I pirated it.
Which, I do think it is a good show. I'm not going to sit here and be like, it's not. But I'm like...
Here's why.
The most pirated show? Why?
I will tell you right now. I know the reason.
All right. Tell me
okay?
the reason.
So... My first thought would be, I would think The Walking Dead would probably be. But,
or Breaking Bad if it was available.
Right, that too. Okay. But then you think about it, both those shows, The Breaking Bad and The Walking Dead, are on AMC, which are on typical cable. So a lot of people don't need to torrent those. They don't need to pirate
them. Gotcha, but...
This is on HBO. So a lot of people don't have HBO, so they're going to. And it's, I'm sure, the most watched show that happens to be on HBO or Showtime or any of those type of channels where you don't actually get them. So that's the reason, for sure.
Sure it is. Gotcha. This one's a good one. I got a good one. Ready for a good one?
I'm ready for a good one.
The growing campaign to revoke Obama's Nobel Peace Prize. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you very much.
You skipped Drunk of the Week.
Oh, no.
You did. But that's fine.
Fine.
We'll get to it after this, I guess. But
it's okay.
Did it in the wrong order.
It's fine. All right. You know how Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize?
Nobel Peace Prize.
About 40 months ago. That's when he got it.
Was it 40?
About 40 months ago.
Okay.
Because I just counted. okay. It's a long time ago, essentially.
It's years ago.
All right. No, war is not peace. George Carlin used to riff. You know, and you know who George Carlin is. He's a comedian. So why did the hell, and I'm not even reading this, I'm just talking off my own fucking brain, why the hell did he fucking get that? He fucking does war. He sends people to war, but yet he gets a peace prize?
He drone bombs children.
What the fuck? Yeah, it should be taken away from him because he's not a peaceful person. Give it to fucking me.
So what's going on? What's going on? Well, how are people trying to,
there's
what's going
a
on?
Petition urging.
By who?
People.
Okay.
It just says a position urging the
petition?
Norwegian Nobel Committee to revoke Obama's Peace Prize. By midnight of the first day, nearly 10,000 people have signed it.
That's not many.
No.
Is there more? Does it say anything more? Because 10,000 is bullshit. That's nothing.
No, it just goes into quotes. It's more just basically it's talking about what it should, who the prize should go to.
More people have taken polls saying that they would like marijuana legalization than that in the whole country. Like,
so
tons of people have done
he's
that.
He's still going to have a fucking peace prize, essentially, is what we're getting.
They're not going to take it from him.
All right, and the booze news person of the week, the drunk.
Drunk of the week.
No, you can't booze it up and drive your lawnmower to the store. Did you know that?
Uh-oh.
So Roy Walton, 47.
Walton.
Yes.
47.
A Bloomsfield Township.
Where's that at?
It is at Bloomsfield Township.
Is it in the South?
Is he in
the South?
Well, he's on a lawnmower, so I'm sure it is. Okay. WWJ. I thought WWE.
What?
Reports that Walton, 47, rode his lawnmower to the Rite Aid on a border near the south corner. The cops first noticed the lawnmower parked outside the drugstore and waited to see what would happen next. Walton appeared, hopped on board, and started driving down the sidewalk.
He didn't hurt anybody, did he?
He was busted. Oh, no, he did not run over, buddy.
Okay.
He had appeared to be drinking. Then the WWJ reports he had prior convictions for operating while intoxicated.
He's just having fun.
He just run his damn lawnmower.
It's a lawnmower.
How is he going to hurt anyone with that? Seriously?
Leave him alone.
People can fucking move faster than that.
He could tear up somebody's foot if he runs them over. But
that's only if the blade's down.
But then he should be held accountable for what he just did there. It doesn't matter if he's drunk or in a car or whatever he does, you know? Either way. What's his name?
His name is Roy Walton.
Roy Walton, you are the drunk of the week. That's awesome. So awesome.
It's
ridiculous.
It's fucking
and it's quiet. Jesus hell. Jesus hell. Yes. That's what I said.
Are you ready for more beer?
Oh, we're ready for some beer.
I don't know if I'm ready for it, but it's time for
it. Okay.
Tasty. Our beer of choice is Abita Spring IPA.
Jesus, you switched to a new
time frame.
From Louisiana, you got a Louisiana.
No.
No.
Southern Comfort. That's what we got. Got 6.2% alcohol in there.
It's an American IPA.
It is. It says Spring Indian Pale Ale is a West Coast style IPA with an upfront intense
West Coast.
Hot
out of Louisiana.
And aroma. Armadillo and Centennial hops give the brew a rich flavor of citrus and spice. This bright pale ale has a malt sweetness that will give way to a pleasant bitter.
I've got the Beer Advocate up here, the Spring IPA by Abita Brewing Company. It gets an 86 on Beer Advocate. Not bad.
And the bros say, hey, I don't know. That's what they say.
I guess so. Right. How about you crack that on the mic? There.
Okay.
There now.
Boom. I cracked it.
Not good at all. How about you pour it into that glass?
I can do that for sure.
Nicely done, as always, Sarah Renee.
I know. I got the magic touch.
Oh, the crowd likes it too. Very nice pour.
All right, I'm ready to try this shit. Actually, I'm a little nervous. My belly's kind of full.
All try right. it.
I don't think you're ready for this spaghetti.
Pour it down your gullet.
I like leprechauns. It's very flavorful. It's crisp at the beginning.
It Pass tastes, it, it on over like to me.
I don't think you're ready for spaghetti. It's not bad.
It's very smooth, tasty, citrusy IPA. I enjoy it.
It's delicious. It's very springy.
I don't think I've had anything by Abita that I did not like.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
We've only had a few of their beers, but
they are delish.
Each one, I think, has been pretty good. This is good. Good stuff. I'd probably
delicious.
Give it on par with Beer Advocate, 86. I might give it 88, 90 maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty
it's
much
a, It's
86.
A good IPA. I do enjoy it. It's a seasonal IPA, of course. It's the spring IPA, so.
It's the spring fling. For your ping.
So you got some news tonight.
As always. Give it to my baby.
Live from the Liberty Lounge. That's what she said.
Alright, something is killing up to half of American bees. Oh, geez.
What? The bees are dying again.
There's some kind of environmental issue, plague, apocalypse, whatever you call it, killing American honeybees. But years after it's first started happening, scientists are still putting together what it might be. Meanwhile, 2012 was the worst year ever. Before about 2005, beekeepers might lose 5 to 10% of their hives when winter rolled around. Now, some beekeepers are losing more than 50%. Wow. To what's called colony collapse disorder.
Oh,
what?
Shit.
Apparently, new pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are implanted directly into plants, might be to blame, but nothing's a definite.
I know we basically need bees. We have to have bees.
Yeah, they help
like,
us
they
with a
help
lot of things.
A lot of things, but I fucking hate bees. I'm not a fan
of
bees.
I don't mind bees.
I'm scared of them.
Here's your thing. They smell fear. If you're afraid of them, then they're going to come to you. If you don't, they're like, eh, get away. They're like, all right, she doesn't like
me. I hate them. They sting me and they hurt me. And I don't like that.
Of course they do. Try getting freaking stung by a bad
wasp.
Yeah.
I got stung by a wasp as well. I don't like those guys either. They're motherfuckers. They're worse motherfuckers. Their sting is bad. I got stung on the ankle by one of them motherfuckers. And damn, my ankle, you know, got all fat and nasty. It was
really
not
did
cool.
It hurt to walk.
It did. I was throwing like frozen meat on it. That's what the doctor said to do, I guess.
Really?
I don't know. I hate bees, but
well, they don't like
I know
either.
They need to be. I know we gotta keep them, but Jesus Christ, what is killing them? Does it say?
They think it's this new pesticide that's putting put on.
Plants. Who's spraying the pesticide?
Farmers.
The government, probably. Probably the state. Yeah. There's another reason we got to get rid of the state. They're killing all of the bees. There it is.
We need those
yep.
damn bees.
That's what it is. Get rid of the state and we can save the bees. That's how you save the bees. We'll save the bees. Get rid
Speaking
of the state.
Speaking of saving the bees, Obama is reportedly pushing banks to make more home loans to people with weak
Oh,
weaker
saving
credit.
The bee banks. Saving
the
banks.
See? It's a push that walks a tightrope since it is expected to help boost the continual economic recovery.
Some more bailouts. Is that what that is?
Well, not. It's about giving home loans to people with weak credit.
Oh, I see.
But risk opening up the shaky lending that lead to the housing crash.
This happened already.
Obama's plan would provide for more lending for individuals such as young people buying their first home as well as people whose credit has been damaged by the recession.
Yeah, there was this guy called Bush who did it right before him. He did the exact same thing. And that was right before the whole housing crisis crash and all that shit. Bush was doing the exact same thing that you were just talking about there. So now Obama wants to start doing that. So here we come.
Indeed.
Get ready for another crash. Fun
so
shit.
So sell your house now.
Here we go. Awesome. Wonderful. These guys are awesome. This is making the case more and more why we need to get rid of the state. Why does it even matter who the fuck is in charge? It doesn't matter. They're both the same dude. They do the exact same shit. Only Obama, I think, is doing a little worse. Each one is doing a little worse.
Than the last.
Yes.
Obama did worse. And then whoever comes after him will do worse.
You got more stories?
I got more stories.
What you got?
A King County man was shot while sleeping in his bed 16 times by local police who invaded the house. Police declared...
Why did they invade the house?
They felt threatened by the man who was not the subject of a warrant or investigation.
Okay, wait a minute. Were they threatened before they raided his house?
It does not say that.
What was he doing to threaten them before they threatened him by running into his home? His home. His home. Say. Hello. How many times we got to say it? His home. Okay. And they were threatened?
Yes.
They were being threatened by him. And they ran into his home. They better have been threatened by him. You're fucking breaking into his home. His home. His home. His home. His. How many times? Seriously. People will read that story and never even latch onto that. They'll think he's a fucking criminal because the police decided to go into his home. So he must be a horrible, violent, asshole criminal. No. His home. Move on.
Apparently.
Well, keep reading. I mean, not move on.
Detective Aaron Thompson received sustained violations for abuse of authority and poor performance. The man who was shot has no criminal record.
Awesome.
And has lost his ability to make a living due to injuries. Apparently, the officers were serving an arrest warrant on someone other than the actual victim.
Oh,
and they did
really?
Not ask the owner of the house if there were any weapons present.
Oh,
or
sweet.
If a third party resided there. The detectives involved did not work with other detectives who were present or contacted a supervisor before attempting to serve the warrant.
Oh, awesome. They're really good at their job. And let me guess. Paid vacation? Paid vacation? No accountability, I'm sure.
It does not say what happened to them in this article.
Okay. My guess is they have what's called a leave of absence,
yes,
or whatever the hell they decide to call it. And they will still get paid during that time, a week, 2 weeks, and they will do an investigation, and they will come back and say that the officers acted the way that they were supposed to, you know, under the law, everything's fine, everything's good, they did what they were supposed to do, they are the monopoly, there's no way to hold them accountable for such actions, and they will just move on and keep their jobs and keep doing what they're doing. And what are you going to do? Another reason why we need to get rid of the state, the monopoly on the use of violence, force, theft, and aggression.
My next story does not help with that. My next story is about Obama and how he calls on Congress to spend $100 million next year to map brain.
Wait a minute. How can Congress spend that money? They don't have money. They don't produce wealth. So where do they get that money, Sarah Renee?
From yours truly.
You?
Yours truly.
All from you. You got $100 million in the
bank? I got $100 million in the bank.
Oh, I wish I had the...
Oh, yeah. Well, me and Ryan.
I have $100 million in the bank. Do you?
You said that. You just said you did.
I do. All right. But now apparently it's going to brain mapping.
No.
Yeah, that's what I say. No, thank you. President Barack Obama on Tuesday proposed an effort to map the brain's activity in unprecedented detail as a step towards finding better ways to treat such conditions as Alzheimer's, autism, stroke, and traumatic brain injuries, which I am not against technology trying to figure out differences, but I don't want you using my money.
Exactly.
Unless I donate it to you to use it.
Unless I choose that I want to pay for that type of research, which I would love to help out in that type of research. But also, if there were no state, then companies would already be doing this. And they probably would have already mapped out the brain and we would have insane technologies where we wouldn't even have to fucking work. Like, there would be no point of money or work or anything because our technologies would just take care of us. That's what you get when you have a stateless market, a free fucking market of the government. You get rid of the government, it holds every, it holds innovation back. It holds technology back. Everything they do, the taxation, the fucking permits, the fucking regulations, the bullshit, everything is bullshit. Stop. Get rid of them. Just allow the voluntary market, the stateless market, the free market to exist. Competition will drive the innovation. The technology will go insane. If we would have got rid of the state long ago, who the fuck knows what we'd be doing? It's unfathomable. We certainly wouldn't be driving around on fucking stupid ass roads. Like you said earlier.
Who needs
where we're going, we don't need them.
2015, bad.
I mean, we could have mapped the brain. We could have fucking technology. We could download our fucking brains into computers now or whatever. Who the fuck knows? We could send in fucking those tiny nanobots into our bodies to fucking fix. You got a bad liver because you're drinking all this beer like me? I could send in a few nanobots into my body and they'll correct my liver. Mm. Or maybe even build a whole brand new fucking amazing liver.
Bitch, they're fixed. That's what they're going to say.
Or I could inject them and they'll just hang around my liver for the rest of my life. Anytime there's a bad little cells, you know, ramping up in my liver because of all the beer I drink, well, nanotech little bot will jump over there and boom, laser correction. Your liver is perfect. Like, hello. This shit is possible. Seriously. I'm not talking out of my ass. I'm talking out of my mouth. This is my mouth saying this shit. This isn't in my ass. I'm serious. This shit is completely possible. But nobody realizes that because they all think, yes, we believe in authority. Yes, we must follow whatever the police and the government politicians and everybody who claims ownership of everything that we do, and they own our houses. We must pay our taxation to these politicians who own our homes, apparently. We don't own these homes. We paid for them via our own labor. We work with our labor. We use our labor. The government has nothing to do with our labor, yet we must pay our federal income tax to the government. Stupid. Stupid. Completely fucking stupid. All of it. It's theft. And they have convinced you that that's what you do. To pay for the goddamn roads. That's why. That's always your go-to. Every one of you.
Moving on.
We need to reach more people.
We need to reach more people.
We need to wake these motherfuckers
up. I have a thing to vent about, but I'm not going to do it right now in the middle of this, but I will. All right.
Move on.
An American recovery. Police restrain hundreds of people as food trashed.
What?
Oh, here we go. This is the bad story. When the bank foreclosed on a Laney supermarket grocery store, managers were left with thousands of pounds of food and nowhere to put it. So they moved non-perishable items to the parking lot for those who might need it.
Oh,
as
that's
soon
good.
As news of the giveaway spread throughout the neighborhood, a crowd numbering in the hundreds quickly swooped in, of course.
Well, of course. When you're going to give away free food, people are going to come. They hear about free food. I mean,
if you build it, they will come.
If it's down the road from where I live and I hear about some free sandwiches, hell yeah, I'm going to run down there. Maybe I can get myself a free sandwich.
But
why not?
The goods never made it into the hands of the people who desperately needed.
Why?
Local police barricaded the stockpile of food, they called in a disposal company and tossed every bit of it into the trash.
No way.
Angering many of those who had hoped they could take some of the food.
Why the hell would they waste food?
Who knows?
Is this the state?
This is the state.
This is the government or whatever. Maybe the city.
I don't understand how the police had like it was owned by the store, and the store chose to put it outside. So therefore, right. it's still the store's property.
So the police took over.
So I don't understand how the police thought that they had the proper, like they had they control over do. The property there.
They always do. They own your property. Like I just said, that's. I mean, they own your fucking property. That's why you pay them rent to live on their property. That's what your fucking property tax is. It's just rent because it's apparently their property, the state, which technically doesn't even exist. The state doesn't actually exist. Yes, the people who make up the state, they exist, of course. But the idea, the idea surrounding the state, it's an idea. It, if you don't believe in it, it doesn't exist. Seriously. You no longer pay it. You don't recognize their laws. They're stupid. Those are just ideas as well that they write down on paper. And, I mean, they create borders. They draw them on a map. Hey, you can't cross this line. Otherwise, you're an illegal alien. What? Okay, whatever. No, stupid.
Tell that to a real alien who comes from space and they'll shoot
yes,
you.
Those are aliens. A brown person that comes from Mexico is not an illegal alien.
They are border heroes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That means they have made it past the border.
Hell yeah.
They did not
That's
die.
Awesome.
They
I love them.
Border
more,
heroes.
More power to them. Like, give them a round of applause. You get across there. Man, awesome. Just don't suck on the tit of the state.
The church.
Which is actually us. But, I mean, there's plenty of Americans that are doing it
there's
way
plenty
more.
Plenty of other titties out there you can suck on.
There's way more Americans sucking on that fucking state tit. Way more Americans.
You know what actually pisses me off more Americans that suck on the tit?
What?
The Americans that suck on the tit of the government. They bother me more than Mexicans. And I'll tell you why. Here's my example.
Here's,
can wait.
Okay.
Can I explain
Go
first?
Ahead.
So, Americans, you grew up, and not saying for everyone, some Americans grow up in the fucking ghetto. I understand this. But they have more opportunity to build something or do something for themselves. Whereas Mexicans, not so much with their government down below. So they come here, and they suck on the tit because, well, that's all they know right now. Some of them don't
it's
even
available.
Know fucking English.
It's
so how
available.
Else are they supposed to do anything?
And it's available.
But,
and that's what I'm...
Wanna. Yes. But my issue is more of the Americans
right.
who
but
are sucking on it. Because it's like, you are American. You speak our okay. fucking language. You can go to school. You can get fucking shit. I'm not saying you have to go to college to be make yourself anything. You can make your own business without going to college. But what I'm saying is, they bother me more than I think the Mexicans.
Okay. But... What bothers me even more than those Americans that suck on the teat are the state that provides the teat.
Well, of course.
So if it was not available, those Americans would not be
if
able
you
to
do
suck
not,
on the
if
teat.
If you do not build it, they will not come.
Exactly.
Just like
so,
in the movies.
Like if you start putting out cat food outside into your backyard and
those
then...
Fuckers are going to smell
let's
it.
Let's say you have an outside cat, and he hangs out in your backyard. So you put out cat food for him, and all of a sudden, a bunch of neighbor cats start coming over and eating that food.
Well, not even that. The cat keeps coming back for more because he knows he's getting some food there.
But I'm saying, it's your cat, so it's technically it's his food. Mm-mm. So all the neighbor cats start coming around and eating that damn food, and you keep getting pissed off at those neighbor cats. But what do? You keep putting out cat food for your cat. So you're providing the food, so the cats keep coming and eating that damn food. All those neighbor cats.
Just
well,
shoot the
how
cats
about,
in the butt.
Well, that might work. Maybe. But that's a violent way to do it, and that's not a very good way. Maybe stop providing the cat food. How about that?
But right? What about your cat, then?
Then bring the cat in and give it the food inside. There are ways... To just give the cat food. You can let your cat in real quick and feed him every so often on these times, you know. You don't have to put the food out. And that's what I'm saying. It's a metaphor. Come on.
I got
listen
you.
To
I'm
me.
Just
it's a metaphor for providing the welfare
I
to the people.
I fucking got that.
If you're going to provide it, then they're going to come. They're going to come over and take it. Same thing with Americans.
You build it.
That are here. They don't want to work. Nobody wants to work.
Who wants to work? You're right.
But if you have an easy way to just get some money and sit on your ass, you're going to take it, right?
Yes. Now,
because it's
only,
provided.
But
because it's provided.
The only
by
one
the state.
Where I am like, and this is only, okay, is disability.
No, right. There are people that need it.
That
I understand
is the
that.
Only one where I'm like, eh.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't need to be provided by the state.
But.
That's what I'm getting at.
But people still take advantage of that. Who aren't really
of course.
Disabled are
but
getting cash money.
Do you, what I'm
cash
getting at,
money.
Right? What I'm getting at is, if there were no state in charge of that, no monopoly on the use of theft, coercion, violence, and force, it would be competition between companies trying to provide help for people who really need the help. Right? So, the people who really need the help, they would. I mean, they would have to go through a process with each, whatever company they're going through. The company would check them out and make sure they actually are not, you know,
you
fucking
are who
fucking
you
with
you
the
say you are.
Yeah, exactly.
If you wasn't, then why would you say you are?
Exactly, Eminem style. But they wouldn't be fucking with the system, because there would be no way to fuck with that system, because it's not really a system. It's competition and. A company trying to provide for their customers. But you got to make sure that that is one of your customers.
Yeah.
And to make sure that that's one of your customers is to make sure they're not fucking with you. You know? But the state doesn't give a shit about that, because they just steal the money. So it's, I mean, they're not provide. It's not their damn money in the first place. So they don't give a fuck if you're fucking with the system. They're just going to hand it out, because they steal it from everybody else anyway. So who gives a fuck? It's completely fucking stupid. The whole system is completely fucking stupid.
And on that note, let's go talk about some Samoans.
Please.
A Samoan airline now charges passengers by body weight.
Oh, shit.
Maybe this is a good idea. I think this might be a
bad
good idea.
Bad news for those carrying a few extra pounds. Samoa
wait
Air.
Wait a minute. Samoans are huge,
yes,
though.
Yes, exactly.
Wait a minute.
Samoa Air has become the world's first airline to introduce a pricing policy which charges passengers by body weight. Time to diet.
Wow.
The pricing policy will see passengers enter their weight along with the weight of their baggages at the time of booking. The combined weight, which would be depressing if I would see this, will then be used to calculate their fare.
Combined?
Yeah.
Okay. With their bags.
Yeah,
and their
the
body.
Value will be verified at the airport with customers being weighed. Okay. This is the fairest way of traveling.
Wow.
There are no extra fees in terms of excess baggage. Or anything. It's just a kilogram is kilogram to kilogram.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
The new policy is motivated by the fact that Samoa Air's fleet is largely made up of small 12-seater aircrafts, which seat passengers and baggage, accounting for a much larger portion of the total takeoff weight than bigger airlines. That and the fact that Samoa has a serious obesity problem.
Yeah.
Prices will vary between $50 to $200 per 100 pounds, depending on the length of the journey. But Samoa Air claims that a normal weight family will actually see a reduction in their fare.
I think that's cool. I think that's actually a pretty decent idea, because, Samoans... I don't know about Samoans too much, but
they're big. That's
as
all
far
I'm
as
tell
if
you.
An American wants to fly Samoan Airs or whatever the hell this is. Although I heard that other airlines are implementing this same thing. Yeah, I did hear about that. Nothing like no major ones.
Yeah,
you know, but
not like Delta.
No, nothing Delta. Like that. But I don't know. I think it's a decent idea, especially, I mean, Americans, a lot of them tend to be a little overweight.
Fat.
And I mean,
don't put it
don't
nicely,
you,
fat.
Well, what I'm saying is, don't you hate it if you are sitting next to, like, let's say you're
a
in
larger individual.
Right. You're in a 3-person seat and maybe you're in the middle of fucking two just
Samoans.
Sure. Anything. Just big ass fuckers. That's not fun, right?
Well, I'll have a lot of cushion.
Well, what I'm saying is it will deter those people from buying a ticket, or it will motivate them to lose weight before they buy a ticket, right? So they won't be as fat. And that helps everybody, right?
Yes, except for I have some cushion now when I put my head.
But I'm just saying, it's not that bad of an idea, right?
Like, no, it's
to
not.
Motivate them to lose the weight so they're not so fucking insanely grotesque.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, what sucks is if there's this super fat dude and he's just super rich, so he just doesn't give a fuck. He'll just pay the extra money. He doesn't give a fuck.
Then he's riding first class anyway, so
yeah,
he's
probably
not going to be by me. So I'm
right. Yeah, that's true. So.
All right, cell phones. You ready? The cell phone turns 40 today.
Well, the other day.
This would have been April 3rd, so still. It turned 40, though. 40.
Yeah, 40.
40 years old? 40 years ago,
well,
senior Motorola engineer.
Wait a minute.
What?
Wait a minute. Because the story you're about to read, I did read that I think that's not the real story about the first call. But it was...
It was made 40 years ago.
Right. It was made at the same time. But the phone type and all that, there's different facts in this story that are not right.
Okay. Well,
so
who cares?
Basically just talk about how when it was the call was placed, but not about the phone.
I'm trying
facts.
To, but you won't let me fucking talk.
Well, I'm...
All right.
I have to let you know. Otherwise, you would have read about the phone, and it's not the right phone.
In 1973, the first ever cell phone call was made. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It was on. Is it the brand not right? The
no.
Type?
Okay. The Motorola? Yeah,
yes.
That's right. But
all right.
Not, yeah.
The Motorola Dan Attack 8000X.
No.
That's not right.
Just Motorola.
Oh. Okay. Motorola
that's what I was kidding at.
Was used to make this call. The phone weighed 2.5 pounds.
I actually think it weighed a little more because it was a little bigger.
And
than
went
that phone.
On sale.
Because that phone that's in the story was actually in 1982 or
this
something like
right
that.
This phone right here, yeah.
Yes. So I believe that the actual phone was probably a little bigger because it was much older.
Yeah. Anyways, the phone cost $4,000.
That may be right. It's definitely around there. It may not be exactly.
Which would, like, to our standard today, would equal $9,000 based, like, you know what I mean?
Based
comparing
on inflation
that.
And bullshit that Bernanke's
so,
doing,
which yes. makes your Android or iPhone seem both incredibly light and insanely good of value.
Of course, because they are pocket computers now.
Yes. So, hey, the cell phone's 40 years old this week. Sweet! They're almost over the hill.
I believe soon we'll be laughing at ourselves in the past for using cell phones.
All right.
That's
well,
coming. That's coming soon.
That's the news. I'm Sarah Nay, and go get a fucking beer.
Yeah. Can you feel it, baby?
Barely. All right. So it's our first break song because I'm ready to go stretch some legs.
What
I'm
legs?
I'm stretching my legs. My legs are falling asleep.
You stretching some other chick's legs?
Oh,
I'll watch.
Oh, God, you're gross.
Well, will you do it on the podcast?
All right, let's go.
Pee on my chest. I like
that's
it.
What you like. I
rub
like,
it all over my nipples.
You're a weirdo.
What is our first song?
I don't know. You picked them this time.
It's by Megadeth. I know that.
There you go. It's Angry Again.
It's called Angry Again, bitches. Enjoy the break. We'll be right back.
like a contortionist. Slide of hand, quick interchange. The old tricks have been rearranged.
Damn, I love that song. Angry Again by Megadeth. Fucking hardcore. Good chat.
But
you ready for some cool new shit?
I am ready for some new
cool
shit.
Cool new shit!
That is cool.
I don't have much. First up, Smell-O-Vision. It was a system that released odors during the projection of a film so that the viewer could smell what was happening in the movie. Now, the smelling screen, invented by Haruka Matsukura at Tokyo University of Agriculture and Technology in Japan and colleagues, makes smells appear to come from the exact spot on any LCD screen that is displaying the image of a cup of coffee. For example, it works by continuously feeding odors from vaporizing gel pellets into four air streams, one in each corner of the screen. These air streams are blown out parallel to the screen's surface by fans, and varying the strength and direction of them, maneuvers the scent to any given spot on the screen. The current system only pumps out one scent at a time, but Matsukura says the next stage is to incorporate a cartridge like those for printers, which allows smells to be changed easily. Matsukura suggests it could also be used to enhance advertising screens and museum exhibits. So, I don't know if you remember growing up, all the talk about smell-o-vision, you know, smell TV.
Willy Wonka? Willy Wonka.
I don't know. Maybe.
Anyways.
But I just remember different things talking about that, you know. When's smell-o-vision going to come, you know, where we can smell. That was like the next step.
So when people are having sex, you can smell the sweat.
Ooh, and smell the vagine.
That's gross. If it's not mine, you should not be smelling it.
I love vaginas.
That's what all I gotta say.
I like eating pussy. No. I love vaginas.
Yes. So, it's coming.
Oh, yes, okay.
It's coming.
It's coming.
It is. Smell all over your face. Smell-o-vision.
All right, continue. Oh, I see this next one looks good.
Apparently, this is genius. Wine and cheese, grilled cheese.
Oh.
Makes sense, right? Everybody knows it. So why has nobody made a wine and cheese grilled cheese before? As I'm writing this, there's some dude writing this, of course. I decided to give it a Google, blah, blah, blah. Maybe I should go to this. Full story and recipe.
All right. Wine and cheese.
I don't care what he's writing because he's silly.
Oh, it looks delicious, though.
I'm not even seeing anything else. Here we go. Jesus.
No, I don't.
Should have checked this out first. Ah,
well,
here we go.
There's the
here
ingredients.
We go.
Got it. Here's the ingredients.
A classic pairing of wine and cheese combined into a delicious grilled cheese sandwich. Two slices of French bread. 1 to 2 tablespoons of butter. Half a red onion chopped. 1 clove garlic minced. Dash of rosemary. Dash of thyme.
Thyme.
Is that how you say it? Mm-hmm. I don't know how you say it. 1 tablespoon of flour. 3/4 cup of red wine. Cabernet. I don't even
I don't like Cabernet.
I don't know how to say what that word is anyway. How do you say that word?
I don't know, but people just call them Cabernets anyways.
Okay. Half cup shredded. You can put any wine you want anyway.
Yeah.
Cheese. How do you say that cheese? Gruya. I don't know. I'm not going to read all that bullshit.
Anyways, it looks
good. You can look at that. That's amazing. This picture, we should probably post a picture
all
of
right,
it.
Maybe we'll post a picture.
To the Facebook. Looks amazing. It's a grilled fucking cheese sandwich with wine all over it. And I don't know. It looks incredible.
It's kind of like, why didn't we fucking think of it?
I'm like super hungry. Just looking at it. Damn, that's a big picture of it. Mm. Oh my God, that looks so good.
I'm not that hungry looking at it, but it does make it seem.
It doesn't make you hungry? Does not make you hungry at all? Anyways.
It does not.
Next.
Coolest
and last. The new Arrested Development season is coming to Netflix, and the full 15-episode season will be available on May 26th, bitches. This shit's been in the works for a while. They're working on a movie, and that's going to come after the new season of it. They wanted to produce the season and put it out there because the show hasn't been around for quite a while. When was it? 06?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was when the last one. So they wanted to do one more season before they put a movie out. And basically that season will lead right into the movie. I think the movie will come out right after that season is put in there. Let's see. Anyways, yeah, there you go. And that's it, bitches. That's your cool new shit.
Woohoo!
We got some movies.
Woohoo! Where are the movies?
What?
We're already on the movies?
That's all the cool new shit I have. Oh, that's wow. It.
I'm way sad.
I'm not.
You must be.
All right, let's IMDb this shit.
Blockbusters!
I am IMDbing along with you. I already have City of Ember ready to go. This movie is fucking awesome, guys. Gotta watch this. Great movie. It's from 2006. I didn't even know. Was it 2006? Wait a minute. I just said that.
2008.
I just said that because that was the Arrested Development year. 2008. I don't even remember this movie. I never saw it. Just watched it.
It gets a 6.4 out of 10 on IMDb, which isn't too bad.
Indeed. And God damn, this is awesome. You want to read about it?
It says, 4 generations, the people of the city of Ember have flourished in an amazing world of glittering lights, but Ember's once powerful generator is failing, and the great lamps that illuminate the city are starting to flicker.
Basically, they have this world that's underground, but it's running on this one fucking generator, so they have all these lights, and the lights are dying. Like, every once in a while, they'll go out, and they go out for a long period of time, and that period of time keeps growing and growing. Eventually, they're gone.
They're done.
You, I think, passed out near the end.
Not because you I wanted to, but because right. I was just drunk.
You just... you're like Dr. Drew on Adam Carolla's podcast. He bumps everything.
Who cares?
And everything.
And just he's great, so I'm great. All right, moving on.
No, this movie, I'm trying to explain the movie.
Yeah, moving on from
Bill Murray. What?
Yeah.
Moving on.
From me bumping the mic, move on to what you're going to say about
it. Oh, my gosh. Yes, Bill Murray is in it, although he's not a big character. I mean, he's a big character in name and in character, but he doesn't have a big role. He doesn't talk that much. But I don't know. I love this movie. It's an incredible movie. Yeah, they have this, basically this world, and it's underground lit by these lights that are from this generator, but the generator is dying, and there are a few people, this guy and girl, of course, you know, love story thing. They're trying to get out. They want to get out and see. They want to know what's out there, you know, come out on top in the world and see what the fuck's going on. I don't know. It's just their quest to get out there and bring the people out there too, you know, get them out from living under this, you know, artificial light for their whole lives, you know?
Yep, right? I know.
Did you enjoy what you saw?
I did enjoy what I saw. I didn't know. And like I said, I fell asleep just because I was tired, not because it was bad.
I wish I knew about this damn movie back in 08. I can't believe I never even knew about this damn movie. It's a great movie. I very much enjoyed it, and I recommend the hell out of it.
All right, the next movie we watched was A Good Day to Die Hard. Oh, yeah.
Indeed.
It gets a 5.6 out of 10 on IMDb.
Die Hard 5, I think, or 6? I don't know.
5.6. Yeah.
No.
Oh. the number of Die Hards.
Yeah, I think it's 5 sorry. Or 6. I don't know. I think it's 5. Well,
John
maybe
McClane.
It's 6.
Sorry.
I think it is 6. Maybe. I think it's Die Hard 6.
John McClane travels to Russia to help out his seemingly wayward son, Jack, only to discover that Jack is a CIA operative working to prevent a nuclear weapons heist.
So basically, the cop, which is Bruce Willis, who he's been a regular cop his whole time in these movies, now all of a sudden is jumped into the big game, the CIA. And, yeah, I don't know. It's silly, of course. But you got to watch it. I mean, it's a big, dumb movie. Action movie. It's
hilarious.
It is what it is. Oh, and remember, like, for the first half an hour, the only lines that Bruce Willis said were, like, one-liner, silly fucking joke-type things that weren't funny.
Oh, my God. They were cheesy.
They were so cheesy. Each one. And that's all he said for the first half hour.
And I like cheese. So that had to be bad.
But it was so silly. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's fucking Die Hard 6. Come on. Or 5. Whatever the hell it is.
It has to be the last one.
Yeah, it's got to be.
All right.
I hope.
Next movie we watched was The Croods. And it gets a 7.5 out of 10. That's pretty good for a movie.
Nicolas Cage and Ryan Reynolds.
Emma Stone.
This is animated,
Emma
so they're
Stone.
they're just the voices. Emma Stone.
It's after their cave is destroyed, a caveman family must trek through an unfamiliar world with the help of an inventive boy.
It gets 7.5 on IMDb. That's pretty good for a movie, but it's animated, so maybe that helped in that. I don't know. Did you enjoy this movie?
I did. I thought it was cute.
Yeah. It was all right.
And I thought it was cute. Stop dissing them what I like.
I didn't diss it. I said I thought it was all right. I wouldn't give it a 7.5, but it was all right.
The next movie we kind of watched.
It got a better rating than City of Ember. I would totally give City of Ember way better
probably.
Than this. for sure. Save of Ember was amazing.
We got kind of watched this movie, movie 43.
We watched it for like
20 minutes.
Maybe.
It only gets a 4.5 out of 10.
It was stupid as fuck. We couldn't do it.
No. It was messing up. Remember, it was the language one. Where, like, the language would switch and it would be...
It was also stupid as fuck, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, what's his name had balls on his chin.
He had balls hanging from his neck.
Like, balls, not even penis chin. Balls. It penis was, balls.
Yes. Dick and balls. No dick. Just the balls. I don't know. Will Sasso's in this. I never even got to hear him. Or see him or anything. I don't know. It. I didn't like it. Fucking dumb.
Anyways,
couldn't
moving
go.
On.
Couldn't do it. Movie 43. It's horrible. It gets a 4.5 on IMDb.
The next movie we watched was The Wicked. And it gets a 3.5 out
what?
Of 10.
What was this? I don't even
a
remember.
A group of teenagers test the legend of an immortal witch and get more than they bargained for. I don't remember this movie.
Oh, we only watched part of this too. It was horrible. It was bad. I know why it got 3.5. We didn't watch it.
But
we watched a little bit of it. It was dumb. It was super dumb.
Okay.
We didn't watch enough
to remember.
So. That's what I'm saying. It was super, super dumb. Like right from, we maybe watched 15 minutes. Maybe. 10 minutes more likely. Yeah. Bad movie. Don't watch The Wicked. Horrible.
The next movie we watched was The Jacket.
I love this movie.
And it gets a 7.0 out of 10 on IMDb.
This is from 2005, and this is another movie. It's like, how did I not even know about this damn movie?
It's about a Gulf War veteran is wrongly sent to a mental institution for insane criminals, where he becomes the object of a doctor's experiments, and his life is completely affected by them.
And it's Adrian Brody, which he's cool. I love him.
Daniel Craig. Daniel Craig is in it, and he's pretty big. He's the...
Oh, yeah. He's the crazy dude inside the mental institution that Adrian Brody is in. Also, what's her name? Keira Knightley is the chick.
Oh, yeah.
The main chick. Yeah, from 2005. It's a trippy movie. It's pretty trippy. He's time traveling, maybe, kind of. I don't know. It's weird. But... Very. I enjoyed this. Did you make it through this movie?
No, I did not.
You did not. That sucks. It does get a.
Well, I was just tired.
Does get a 7.0 from IMDb,
I
which is pretty good.
Say that. Yep.
I would probably give it better. I would rate it among City of Ember, and I would say each one is 8+ myself.
The next thing we watched was actually The Walking Dead, which is a show. We watched the finale. Which I was a little disappointed because the person I wanted to not be alive anymore is still alive.
And the person you wanted to be alive is no longer alive.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather have seen that
I'm just saying.
Person alive than the one
just
who
saying.
Is alive. Yes,
right?
Yes, you're right. Yes, you are right. So, but they're coming back with the next season, so that'll be good.
That'll be in October. The new season come back in October.
And they'll probably take a break and then start up again like they did
yes.
this year. Because I think it started in October this year.
Yes.
Like, well, not this year, but in 2012.
Yes.
Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones. We watched the premiere of that. And
it's back, bitches. That's why we were talking about it earlier. The premiere.
And, of course, why is this not rated? Whoa, what is going on? It's not coming
It's
out.
Fine. We've done that before, so you don't have to bring it up.
All right, anyways, we watched that. The beginning, I mean, the first episode was a little slow because it's trying to get prepared for stuff.
I thought it was good. I thought it was decent. Anyways, let's move on.
We watched American Loser.
We did not watch the whole thing because this movie is horrible, too. We may have watched 15 minutes. Probably not.
No,
10 minutes?
Probably not 10.
Maybe 5?
It gets a 5.6 out of 10. It's about a dramatic comedy. And it's on Netflix, so if you do want to watch it, you can. It's a dramatic comedy about a self-induced addiction defiant disorder. Or, I'm sorry, attention ADD.
Ex-alcoholic.
Learning disorder.
Yes.
Tourette's syndrome sufferer. Balance and... whatever. An ex-alcoholic
Stifler.
Young man from the Upper East Side of Manhattan... And the Goldine girl who inspires him to try to get together.
And the dude is Stifler. Goldine
girl.
Sean William Scott Stifler. Yeah, it was completely stupid from the beginning. We may have made it through 5 minutes, 7 minutes, maybe. I don't know. Horrible. Stupid. It's on Netflix if you really want to watch it, but I would say no.
I would say no. What? All right, and then we also watched You Don't Know Bo. And it got an 8.1 out of 10 on IMDb.
Why am I?
It is a close look at Bo Jackson, a sports hero of mythical proportions, and how the Bo Knows Nike campaign shaped how the world perceived him without winning a Super Bowl or a World Series. Bo Jackson, if you don't know who he was a super duper sports player in the 80s and early 90s.
Baseball and football.
At the same time.
Both.
He began playing baseball first with the, who was it? What was the team? That
baseball? Oh, the Kansas City Royals.
Yes. And then he went to play for the Raiders, right?
Yep. They were the Raiders. LA Raiders at the time. They are now the Oakland Raiders.
But not only did he play and was able to play, but he like exceeded at both too for a short period of time though because he got injured.
And
but
I remember him as a younger kid. I think it was 11 or 12 during the time when he was first starting to play. I don't know. What year?
In the late 80s, early 90s. So 86
when he
started?
He started in 86, so I wasn't very old then. For the duration, I definitely got into watching him, and he was a thrill. That was fun times. He was insane, very fast, super powerful. I mean, I mostly just watched him in baseball because I didn't
really follow that.
I don't really follow football, but he was an incredible player, and then just some fluke injury. In football, you know, to his hip, and he just went away. He was done. It's crazy.
Yeah.
He could have been something insane. He was something insane. He just could have been even more something insane. I don't know. It's a good little, it's a ESPN 30 for 30 little 1 hour documentary thing.
Well,
and it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
So if you want to check it out, Bo Jackson.
You don't know Bo.
It's entertaining.
Yes, it is for sure. For sure. But I think that was the last thing we watched. Yes, it was. So go ahead and check out the website, drunkonliberty.com. While you're there, click the shit out of the donate button and donate us some cash money.
You can drunk dial us, 623-505-6375. Leave us that crazy-ass drunken message. You can email us, drunkonliberty@gmail.com. Head on over to iTunes and Stitcher Smart Radio. Rate and review us. Only good stuff, of course.
Click on the Amazon banner if you don't want to just donate regular money. If you want to buy yourself something, also donate on all the other banners that are on our page. Sweet Daily Tweet, Adam and Eve, Fleshlight.
Indeed. You can also give us Bitcoin if you really want to. We will take
follow it. Follow us. I don't know. Did you say follow us on Facebook? Or like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Alrighty, so what's our last song here for the evening? Ooh.
It is Riptide by Sick Puppies.
Ooh.
Peace out, you drunks.
Peace.
You all hate your children. They're too fat to feed. You're on medication, taking pills to sleep. I think I'm doing just fine compared to what you've been doing. I won't get vaccinated, insurance costs too much. You think you're so persuasive, but I'm not giving up. Saving my life, it's not what you're doing. I won't justify the way I live my life, cause I'm the one living. Tasting it and you're just wasting your time, trying to throw me a line. When you're the one drowning, I like where I'm at on my back, floating down in my own riptide. The water is fine. I like to step on cracks, I go against the odds. You think my world is flat, do I turn you on? Maybe, yeah, I'm wrong, but I like where I'm going. I eat what
don't mind if you wait, but I don't waste my time. Crazy, it's just fine, 'cause I like where I'm going. I won't justify the way I live my life, 'cause I'm the one living it, feeling it, tasting it, and you're just wasting your time trying to throw me a line. When you're the one drowning, I like where I'm at, on my back, floating down in my own.
Ready for some spaghetti?
Peace, love, and liberty.
Mmm, that's
sure does.
And those two.